the day after Father's Day, 2018. And all day yesterday, Father's Day, I thought about making a video. I thought about it for a lot of reasons, and it just got too busy. But then last night, I watched for the second time in 2 days a movie called I Can Only Imagine. And it is a movie about a Christian musician, lead singer of Mercy Me, and his journey with his father, who was abusive and abusive to the point of hitting him on the head with food and beating him so that he couldn't even sleep because his whole back was ripped apart. That story is about how the singer became a Christian singer and didn't see his dad again until right before he was dying, and didn't know that his father had been listening to him on the radio and then listening to the sermons that followed them on the Christian channels where they were playing his music back then. And the father found God and found a need to find salvation with his son. And he asked his son, when his son came back right before he died, if God can forgive me, you know, why, if God can forgive others, why can't he forgive me? And the singer said to his dad, God may be able to forgive you, but I can't. I didn't really realize how moving that movie was for me to watch it twice in 2 days. But my own journey with my father and stepfather has certainly uncovered a lot more in the last year. Yesterday, even though I didn't make a video, I got a comment on a video that I had made 2 years ago. And this man who watched it was commenting and experiencing a very bad Father's Day. And I realized that at that time when I made that video, when I was angry at my ex-husband, angry at my son's father for not being a bigger part of his life, I let that come through in my video. And I wasn't thinking about the other parents. I wasn't thinking about parents that are alienated. I'm now 2 years smarter and read thousands of books and talked to people and understand the parental alienation tactics and the things that are done to both the children and to the alienated parent. One of my best friends hasn't seen her 3 children in 5 years. So I live it with her. I understand from her husband the panic attacks that she has when she wakes up at night. And I understand her shock and horror at our court systems that don't understand it and don't help to make both children important. Both parents important in the child's life. I understand that she can't do anything about it, and that really freaking sucks. It's like going to jail, not being able to see your children. She wants to see them so badly, but she has no choice. And it's to those fathers and those mothers right now that are going through that same thing. I apologize for not thinking of you last year or the year before. I didn't know this happened. I hadn't studied anything about my own family at that point. I was just on that I just learned about a narcissist and got arrested kind of fear, anger. I'm so much farther past that. And I've been doing a lot of work to dig into my family of origin. And that includes looking deep, deep at my own father and my own father issues. I have two sisters, and my mother remarried. It seemed like that as a 4-year-old. They were on the couch telling me they were getting a divorce, and my mother was on a honeymoon the next day, and we moved the day they got back. So from that point, my real father only saw us a few times. And then he moved away and we never saw him again. We did contact him. My sisters looked for him most of their life. And we were able to contact him shortly before he died. And I held no dream of what he would be. How, if we found him, life would be great. Daddy knows. He missed us. I didn't hold that kind of false belief in my mind, and my expectations were much lower than my sister's. Shortly after reconnecting, both my sisters, who had searched for him their entire life, abandoned him because he wasn't the man they thought he'd be. See, I didn't have any idea who he'd be, and I didn't really care. I had hid my head in the sand so deep. That was the beginning of my, is it ostriches that sink their heads? That was the beginning of my hiding my emotions, hiding my fears, hiding, feeling abandoned. Only now do I even somewhat safely say that. But it's true. He did abandon us. But it is true that in his mind, he either thought he couldn't be a good parent, or maybe he just thought we were better off without him. That's what he actually told me when I reconnected. But the sad thing is that children are never, ever better off without their parents. And I know that those of you who have an abusive spouse, you sit here and you worry when your children go off with them, male or female. You don't want your children to have that as a role model. You don't want them to be controlled, and I get that. But there's a certain part of their journey that they have to see what mommy or daddy on the other side is really like for themselves. We can't sit there and judge them and tell them all the things, because then we are the alienators. And as hard as it is for us to let our children go off and be with someone that we know is unloving, uncaring, and someone that really can't express empathy. In the end, think about them feeling abandoned because they never saw them again. I think the other part of me having this emotional tie to Father's Day now is doing my own work on my dad and my stepfather. My stepfather is emotionally immature, if I can say that. I don't know if he ever watches these, but he isn't able to express emotions or feelings. He's very, very, you know, the kind of person goes up to you, "Hi, how you doing? Yay!" But I'm looking, and I'm really looking at my relationship with him. If I don't call, he doesn't either. And that hurts, but it's in learning the truth that that was all he could do, and that I have a choice to either expect him to be different or accept him where he is and not give him a pass, not give him a get out of jail free card, but to stop my own disappointment. If I expect him to be different, it's the same thing as if we expect our narcissistic spouse or sibling or partner to be different. People can't be what they're not. But if I can accept him where he is and either make a choice to say, I don't want you in my life, or I want you in my life with my rules, my boundaries, and don't expect him to call on your birthday, but expect the birthday card. That's what he does. I'm learning all this, so I'm not an expert. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you my journey. Part three of this Father's Day thing was knowing all of this, knowing the abandonment and the wounds that it causes for life. My abandonment wounds caused me to choose men that were emotionally unavailable. Yep. It made me choose men that I thought would protect me, would never leave me. That's abandonment issues. Of course, now I know all that was not true and that's bullshit. But at the time, I truly believed in the love that they were pretending to give me. The refugees are on my mind. These children are being pulled away from their parents. And I get the Border Patrol people. I get, you know, immigration, blah, blah, blah. This is the United fucking States of America. Sorry, I swore. Okay, you can yell at me, YouTube. We don't separate children from their parents. That child who was ripped apart from his mother is now taken off to get a bath and never sees her again? Never sees him again? What do you think is going through their mind? We just hiked across two damn countries together and I'm five and my mother says, okay, it's okay to go get a shower or a bath and then you never come back. What do you think is going through their mind? Do you think they're wondering, what did they do? Did they get too dirty? Is that why mommy's not coming back? Did I do something wrong that now that we're here, she's going to leave me and just go off and have a life in the wonderland that she told me about? What is going through the heads of these little children? This trauma, this abandonment, no matter how short it ends up being, is going to be stuck in their amygdala until the day they die. They are not going to have the resources to understand how to get that memory out, how to get that fear and the confusion when they go to sleep. Those little kids are used to sleeping in their mother's and their father's arms on these journeys. And now they're being ripped apart. We have to come up with a better solution because we are making an army of children that have abandonment issues. Their parents want them. They aren't like my father that didn't want us. They want them. They're not like the alienated parent that is being separated by a vicious spouse that's spewing lies about them. They're being poisoned by a country. They're being kept away from their mother and father. I pray for those families, and I pray for the people that make our laws to listen, and I pray for all of you to speak to your congressman and say, you know what, that's not right. Let's not do that to children. This is my Father's Day rant, and I'm sorry it ran so long. This is all I got. subscribe to my channel if you haven't. I am a survivor, and usually I don't get teary-eyed. Usually I am much more inspirational in teaching you what I've learned. So subscribe if you want to, and thanks for watching.